Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. This is Ginger, and I'm the channel for Galexis. And in just a moment, I'm going to go into trance, and then Galexis will speak to you. And generally what Galexis does is going to speak to you for a few minutes with a certain topic, and then you can call in and ask questions. The phone numbers to call in on are on the website. So all you need to do is to go to the website, and you will see them there. Galexis is a group of beings from various levels and dimensions who have come together as a group, and they speak as one. And I have found over the 20 years that I've been channeling Galexis that they are always wanting and support you to be powerful as you can be, to create the life that you want, to stay in choice, to stay in the light of your spiritual identity. And so I've just been very pleased and very blessed to be connected with Galexis, and always they emphasize to stay in your power. So that's why we decided to name the show The Path of Power. Now, this show is on the first and third Mondays of the month, and so we alternate with Tall Cat Psychic, who will be here next week at this time. And if you want to know more information about Galexis, or you want to get on the mailing list and get messages from Galexis on a regular basis, or to have notifications of new releases, and also the connections to the schedule and so forth, I suggest that you check out our website, which is galexisspirit.com. That's galexisspirit.com. And there's a place where you can sign up there. And you can check out some of the things that Galexis has already said, some of the writings and so on, and get a better idea about it. And so, without any further ado, I'm going to head on into trance, and I hope you have a really good time with Galexis. And we're going to do something a little bit different this time. I'm not going to return at the end. Galexis is going to continue and to close the show. So that gives you an extra minute or two for questions and things like that. So I hope you enjoy the show, and you'll hear from me in another couple of weeks, and on the Path of Power. So I'm going to be quiet for just a few seconds, and then Galexis will be with you. So bye-bye from me for now. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and we're so delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you again. Now, today we're talking about the metaphysical election jitters. You see, we know that at this particular juncture on the planet, that there seems to be more of an urgency around what goes on in politics, around the world, and all the events and circumstances, what's happening more in the weather and so on. Everything has, in a sense, increased or has a heightened importance. And some of this is just part of the gaining intensification as we, those of us who are on the other side, and those of you on your side, working together, participating and generating, creating, and working through to manifest a great shift of consciousness on the planet. And so on the eve of a national election, one hotly contested, one in which it creates tremendous, strong emotional energies on both sides, there has been an extraordinary surge of interest, and more people than ever are expected to vote. However, the contest, as of this time, is fairly still close. It still cannot be in logical or linear way, through normal logical means, be called yet, for sure, who is the winner and who is not. And so many of you who are very much attached to your candidate are maybe feeling kind of jittery. Okay, I want to make sure that this wins, that this election, hinging on this is a whole opening up of the spiritual dimensions, and this is the way of opening up to the destiny of the planet and so on. And so it's really got to be this way, and I've really got to have it work. So what we want to mention here is that, first of all, that whomever gets into office is the fulfillment of the form or the image of the form that you want to manifest. It's not necessarily the function of the ideas, the generation of the vibration and so forth that, that you have really dreamed it. That what you're really wanting is a certain dream that has certain frequencies, that has vibrations, it has energies, it has concepts, it has emotional states that you are wishing for this country, for yourself, and for the world. The form that you choose as far as the candidate of your preference is the way that you see that this could happen, that this sense, this experience could come into reality for you. So we want to emphasize that there is a distinction between that, and regardless of who wins the election tomorrow, you can still manifest. You know, you can manifest it. You see, it may be a little bit more stressful with one candidate than another, but it's still there. The vision is still there. However, we would like to suggest that those of you who are very much wanting to create your own reality, wanting to make sure that the reality that you are in has the candidate of your choice as the form of your vision and dream coming into power, that you can use some technique, that you can have an energy set up to give yourself a sense of confidence, to give yourself a strong sense of anticipation, to expect the candidate of your choice to win, to actually expect it, and to feel a certain, almost a certainty, but definitely a confidence about yourself. And many people are like, oh, I want so-and-so to win, and yet at the same time, I'm really nervous. What if he doesn't? And so those fears, of course, need to be addressed. However, the thing is that what you are creating is something that's connected to a future that is greater than who you are personally. However, in order to be able to feel a strong connection with the absolute knowing and certainty that that future that you dream, that desire of manifestations that you want down the line for yourself, for those you love, and for your nation in the world, come true, come into being, we would suggest you need to work with the future. Now, you know that you are here now in the present. There is a tendency, of course, for you to buy into the logic of the mainstream culture. After all, you were trained that being reasonable, being logical, being rational was an extremely good thing. And if you were not on that sense of linear step-by-step progression, that you were off track, that you were off base, that you were somehow not really functioning appropriately, and that you would not be able to manifest what you wanted. So many of you dutifully throughout your childhood, adolescence, and adulthood have towed the line that you must step by step, that must be a sequential, that must, to get to some kind of goal, you must go on a sequential path. And we want to point out that you don't need to do that. That is only a belief that is held by your culture that you were given. And so we suggest to play with time here, because you see, it's only a matter of a couple of days, and it'll be very clear who has won. And so for that reason, you can go into the future you select, into the future of your choice, and establish an energy there, establish a grounding there, establish some kind of connection to who you are right now, there, into the future. Rather than thinking, okay, we've got to go step by step by step, jump over there, jump to the future, and work from the future back to the present. All right? Now, some people say, but I don't know what the future's going to bring. Well, what we suggest here is, from a metaphysical standpoint, here's the option for you. Choose which future that you prefer. Choose that future, step into that future, and program the reality that you want in the form that you wish on election day by coming back from the future back to the present. Now, this takes you out of the logical sequence. But, dear one, what it also enables you to do is to work more powerfully with the energies that abound in your universe, more powerfully with your own sense of power. Because if you create an anchor into the future, that future can pull the present to it. So, in a sense, you can line your present up through any channel that you would like. If one channel leads through your candidate making the White House, then that's the one that you're going to connect through to the future self, where your candidate is established in the White House, has gone through the inauguration, and everything is unfolding as you would like it to. So here's what we would suggest. Do a little meditation in your mind. Now, you may not want to do it right now, especially if you happen to be, in a situation that does not warrant it, but just utilize it on your own time between now and the election. And that is for you just to imagine that you're just kind of looking out into the outside or into the future or on the other side of the room, and let the future you come into your room or walk up to your door or however you want to see it. Let your future self, the you that you're going to be, let's say, 2 months in the future or 6 months in the future, your choice. Let that self come visit you and see that person that you are only a little bit older, and come to sit down opposite you and face to face and just kind of look at that person and see them beaming and happy, and let them talk to you. Let this future you talk to you about all the celebration that they had on election night. How marvelous it was to watch the candidate of choice win the election, and to watch this candidate be sworn in to the presidency in January. Also, let this future you talk about the mood of the country, how it's shifted, how it has changed according to and wrapping around and oriented to your candidate. How the mood has shifted, how stuff is changing and percolating, how interesting things are getting, or this way is this activity or that activity feels different now because something has shifted. Yes, there will be a new person in the White House, and that's a huge shift. The shift is not for your only for your country, but for your world, because of the influence of the American presidency. So think about also, and let your future self talk to you about the world, too. What is going on there? How it is playing out, the responses and the reactions and the reflections and the new relationships, you know, that are being established because of the new president. Right? Just kind of let your future self talk to you about that. And then when they talk to you and after a few minutes, then let them just pause and look at you with love and appreciation, because you're the one who did all this programming, and you're the one who did the creation, and you're the one who was making the choice, and they're the one appreciating it, and they're the one who's going to pull it through for you. And let them open up a light in their heart, a light of love and appreciation for you. And let this light beam come from your future self to your heart, and let yourself be touched by your future. And when you feel that, you should be lifted. You should feel a sense of light flooding into your body, a sense of joy, a sense of celebration. And you appreciating what your future self is telling you, what your future self is sharing with you, and the willingness of your future self to work with you, to open a light in your chest, to send this light to your future self. So a beam from them to you and you to them, back and forth, back and forth. Ooh, that feels so good. All right? Now, imagine, if you will, from your feet to their feet, a path of light begins to glow. A path of light forms between your feet to their feet. What is called a timeline. This is your linear expression of time. Closer to you, it is closer to you in time. Closer to them in time. A timeline. And so letting yourself now, also in your imagination, get up and walk across this timeline to your future self. Let the future self stand up and offer you their arms, and let yourself stand in their embrace and be held and hold them and feel the energy of your future self. Lighter, freer, more fulfilled, perhaps. And then let yourself step into your future. Turn around and look through your future's eyes back to you. And see images. See these images you want to program. The images of your candidate winning. The images of all the changes that your future self has spoken about. And the feelings that come with it. And the joy that comes with it. And the celebration that comes with it. And now, in a sense, as your future self now, looking back at the self that sits, the body that sits there in the what is called the present, loving that self that's back there in the present. Go to that one. Walk back to there. And step in. Step back into the self. Turning around, looking out of the current self, the present self's eyes. Feel that connection. Feel the beam of light. Strengthen it, strengthen it. Do this until you no longer have any kind of doubt. No longer worry. No longer feel anxious. Continue doing it until you feel solid and expecting this circumstance that you choose, the election of your candidate, to happen. Now, the reason we give this technique in such detail, we also want to remind you, is a technique that you can use for any kind of manifestation, not just for the President of the United States, you see, but for anything in your personal life as well. You want something to follow through, you want some event to follow through, use this technique. Let your future self come and share with you. Go to your future self. Become your future self. Come back to your present self. Step in. Get the bonds of light connected. Get them stronger and stronger. You can get grounded this way into a future that can draw and pull and magnetically attract the present through the proper channel, through the proper direction, on the proper line of success to that future. So you don't need to just limitedly use it for this one event. But no, your reality is yours. If you feel, in a sense, uncomfortable, but what about all these other people that want the other candidate? Recognize you're looking at your reality. Your reality. And in your reality, you know, your candidate will win. Recognize this doesn't limit anybody else's reality. Because all of this reality, all the physical plane is an illusion. Now, you may not feel that way, but we want to point that out because the thing is what you're seeing is a reflection of you and who you are. All right? So recognizing that this whole reality is a part of you, you are a part of it, you and it are actually in a way one, you're just claiming a piece of your own reality that you dream and you imagine. And think about it, you can dream and imagine not just for yourself, but for the world as well. Your world, the world you're creating. Don't worry about what other people are creating or not. All right, so with that, we would like to open up the lines for phone calls, and the phone numbers are there on your screen to call, and so feel free to give a call in, and we will talk with you. You may want to talk about the election or any other topic that is of interest to you. So as we are reinforcing and reminding you always, all right. This is your reality. All right. We have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Alexis. How are you?
Very good, dear one. And who is he?
This is Brian.
Well, hello, Brian.
How are you?
Good. What would you like to discuss today?
Okay. I wrote this down, and I'm going to read this the best way I know how. I, Brian, have been seeing orange orbs of light in the sky near where I live in Lafayette, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
The date, April 16th, 2008, around 10 p.m. at night. I was driving on my way to work, and I could see these two orange orbs of light. I was wondering, are these from a ship? Are these just orbs, manifestation from those on the other side? Or are these, I feel that this is a contact, but I'm not sure who or what.
All right. All right, well, as we tune in, we would suggest that these orbs are indeed, as you might say, from the ship, quote-unquote.
Right? Okay.
These are beings of who wish to contact you. They are beings that have come to be around you. They didn't actually initiate a conversation with you. They stayed at a little bit of distance. This is the, kind of their first time with you.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want to overload you, because really interacting with these beings can be for some people rather overwhelming, and it can spin you into your unconscious mind, which, you know, really from your spiritual perspective, you don't want to do.
Right.
You don't want
to
go there. So basically they're just saying, kind of giving you a message, we are here, we are watching, we are around, and we are initiating a link, initiating contact. We will return.
Yes, I've seen this on three different occasions, and the recent one was in September, the second to third week of September.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And that one was closer. That was
exactly
closer.
And that's what we're about to say. They're going to come closer and closer, and they're adjusting it according to your frequency and to your energy to make sure that they don't overstep your frequency, because they can zap your frequencies pretty intensely. So they're trying to be very careful so that you can stay in your conscious mind, and so that you don't go off the deep end or get bent out of shape or go into some kind of fear or worry, or you try to do this or that and leave the balanced place where you can be. They want you to stay very relaxed and balanced, so they will approach you more closely.
Two quick questions real quick. The first is, do they have to get permission from the higher realms, those on high, before they make the initial contact?
Well, that's maybe an almost impossible question to ask, because the higher realms, we'd have to figure out what you mean by that.
Okay.
Now,
and
one of the things is that you have actually made some kind of request for this.
Yes,
So they are coming in response to that. What they do is that they, of course, have permission from you to do this.
Yes.
They do it with full consensus cooperation with that network that they are part of. And whatever the procedures are, we don't want to go into that now.
Sure, sure. One last thing, Galaxis, is may I understand what star system are these from, or does it matter? The Pleiadians?
Doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't matter.
Because they are part of a group that comes from various areas, various
dimensions,
various places.
So the more I'm open, yes. What they would recommend, yes.
Great. So stay open, and when you see them the next time, just try to keep yourself very balanced and in the flow, and keep yourself relaxed, and keep yourself open. And see if you can also, just in a sense, gently open up your heart energy and just kind of send them some love and greeting.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
And that will enable them to get the message that they can approach you more closely.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, dear one.
Thank
you very much.
All right. Good luck with that.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right. Farewell to you. All right, so the lines are open for another caller, and in the meantime, what we do emphasize is that all sorts of things are happening on the planet. There are a lot of portals opening. There's lots of futures and lots of potentials that are going on at this point that are ready to pop, you might say. A lot of you who have been working spiritually, like Brian, and have been, keeping yourself oriented, clearing out negativity within yourself, opening yourself up more and more to own who you are, you're getting more and more ready. And there's so much coming. It's not necessarily 2012 that you're aiming for, but there's a lot going on here in this coming year. There's a lot coming in the next year. There's so much happening now, and there's so much happening in 2009, you see. So it's really important for you to realize it's not just going to happen then. Realize it's opening up now. Your powers, your capacities. Some of you have other lifetime resources that are coming to join you. And for that reason, you may go through some experiences in which you may feel actually imbalanced and unsettled because energies are fusing into you from other lifetime wisdoms and other lifetime experiences available to you so that you can access greater dimensionality, that you can start thinking much more in 4D or fourth dimensional thinking, rather than just a limited three-dimensional thinking. All right, we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
Hi, I have a few questions for you. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, good. And who is this?
Well, is it okay if I don't give my name?
All right. Okay. Well, could you speak a little louder?
Yes. Is that better?
This is much better. Thank you, dear one.
Maybe a week or two ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I could see creatures coming at me while I was awake. And it really scared me, and I used Reiki to dissipate them. And I wonder if you're able to tap in and give me some feedback on what that was.
All right. Well, one of the things that's going on right now for a few people and who are on the kind of the leading edge like yourself, and it's happened for you, is this, is that you have to make a decision, you have to make a choice about what we would call the dark side of yourself. You have to integrate yourself and be completely at peace with all aspects of yourself. And what these entities or energies are, essentially when we kind of scan energetically through you, we sense that what they are is that they are the challenges that are being sent to you to determine your choices. In other words, for you to be able to stay clear as to your choice. It's as if your response or your reaction to them will determine, will show them or determine to you exactly where you stand. The thing is that a lot of people, when they're dealing with the opening of many of these doorways, they have experiences that they've never heard anyone else talk about. It's absolutely strange, and for some people, there's nobody they can talk to about it. And so, we want to emphasize that this is indeed happening a lot as people are becoming more and more aware of their personal power. You activated some Reiki, and that dispelled them, yes? It pushed them away, and then they kind of went away, yes?
Yes.
Right. That was an act of power on your part. The amount of fear that you felt was dissipated by the action and direction of your choice by moving the energy of the Reiki, yes?
Yes. Well, I was shook up for a few days. I was upset for a few days because of its being unknown and mysterious. But
Right. And also we want to point out that, of course, it was at night, yes?
Yes.
Were you in bed when this happened?
Yes.
All right.
I was asleep, and I woke up with my heart beating, and I saw them, and I knew I was awake. And I was so afraid I had to really work hard to turn on my Reiki because my fear got in the way.
Well, we understand that. It is when you see something that's so unfamiliar and so strange, especially in your bedroom at night, a lot of this has to do with your unconscious mind. That's what we were referring to as the darkness of yourself.
Yes.
In your unconscious mind are lots of old beliefs and debris that come from the aspect of you in this lifetime and also other lifetime experiences in which you have been powerless. And in that powerlessness, you've been preyed upon by what we call astral entities. Now, if you look at all the cultures around the world, every culture has their description of astral entities that are of the negative variety or have a sense of darkness. And a lot of this darkness is really having to do with that there's fear embedded in it, that it's different, that it's alien, that it is unknown, that it seems to be breaching your personal energy field. But the astral entities are called many different names in various cultures. And so they've been given, for the most part, a tremendous negative and pejorative kind of connotation. They are not really. Basically, they are pieces of your unconscious mind that are manifesting, that are bubbling up. And it's as if some of these astral entities or beings are picking up on pieces of your unconscious mind. And just like your subconscious will say, are you sure you don't want to do the habit that you always do? Are you sure you don't want to just continue, you know, the patterns of limitation that you've been doing? This is from the unconscious asking the same question. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, so it's more about me getting to know the layers of myself rather than being afraid that someone's attacking me from the exterior.
Exactly. This is where you could sabotage yourself from inside yourself. But you see, the thing is that for you to do the light work that you want to do in this life, and you have a mission, dear one. You've got lots of light, and you've got a whole sense and idea of what you want to do for the planet. Yes?
Yes.
Right. Well, when you have that kind of mission, you want to make an impact that is large. And when you want to make an impact that's that large and on the planet, it requires that you and your unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind is what really manifests the physical materiality. All right? The subconscious mind manifests your patterns, you know, so that you can learn to do something and then you can repeat it. But the unconscious mind has all the beliefs that hold the molecules of your illusion in place. So what it indicates is that if you're going to work on such a large scope, such as your whole society, your world, which you are, you're heading in that direction to do some big work here. And so if you're doing that, then the unconscious and you have to be in sync.
Right.
So
This
is what is known as the temptation, quote unquote. All right. It's not everybody has a pleasant temptation. Some of this is a temptation for you to go into fear and feel powerless, or to say, okay, how am I going to generate my mission? How am I going to fulfill it? You know, what kind of person am I? How am I going to do this? What energies am I using? And it's telling you that because it attracts this negativity or these bubbles of old belief and old debris from your unconscious attracting astral entities, you could go into powerlessness, and that would backtrack you for a while. But you didn't, so congratulate yourself. But what it suggests as a message now over the next several months is for you to deliberately go into your belief systems and build and establish within yourself a greater sense of safety in the light.
Okay. I've been working with a tool that Bashar gave me about going between your different levels of consciousness to align them and bring things out to be seen.
Well, yes. Well, that's almost like an invitation for this kind of thing then to happen, because you've got to get really clear about what debris goes and what pieces stay.
Right.
Right. And so, since you're going to work on a large scale, your unconscious mind with its beliefs must be reattuned and upgraded, and that's a message for you to do. All right? And also, that any place where you judge yourself as weak or inadequate or any place that you feel shaky and so on, you need to go and shift your self-image there to release the negative beliefs that may be stuck in there about yourself. And these may be assumptions about yourself that were made back, you know, 20 years ago. So you want to go and clear that to where you feel very solid and very strong in the image of you, the light worker, who's come to do your work.
What is the most powerful way to change beliefs about yourself that aren't true?
Well, first of all, if you recognize that they aren't true, then you need to then say, well, what then is true? And you need to see what that is true. And how much do you believe that? And if you don't believe what is true about you, or you can find it also by, if this is not true about me, what's the opposite, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I choose that to be true. You can choose it. But what you want to do... Yeah.
I have this fear that if I choose my beliefs, that I'll lose track of reality and I'll go mad. You know, like deep down I have that fear of losing touch with reality.
Right, because dear one, you've another lifetime. This is another lifetime. Like we were mentioning earlier, other lifetime energies are coming through for people to work with, for people to clear out. And this is another lifetime thing for you, because in another lifetime you had visions, and you were told by those in your culture you were like a beautiful, innocent person, and you were very young, and you had these visions, and you told people about what you saw and what you knew, and there were wisdoms that beyond, seemingly beyond the capacity of your years. But what it was so scary to others. It was such a threat to the established religious order of the time that essentially they basically locked you up and threw you away because you scared them because you saw things that were coming true. You had awarenesses that spooked them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can feel very much like, oh, if I let myself, you know, step into my power, and I really own my beliefs, and I choose this, and I choose that, and I work like that, then they're going to, you know, the society's going to want to burn me on the stake like a witch or something. There's this kind of paranoia that comes with it.
So I just have to affirm that that's not going to happen and claim my
power. That's
correct.
You have to realize that. You know, and also we have to say you did a little bit of sorcery in another life too, and sorcery in this case is not really negative. It's just you did some magic workings, and you had some guides that you worked with, and so on, and you did a lot of very nice, good healing work, and so on. But you have all these kind of gifts that are going to want to come in and need to be integrated into you. And you don't want to have judgments against yourself about it. And so this judgment that's there comes from the culture that judged you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said, oops, there's a boundary line here. I've got to stay inside here to be safe.
Right.
All right. So what we're saying here is that's why we were emphasizing, especially look at energies of who you are, and claim who you are and step into an anchor and orient yourself towards the light of safety. Because until you can get to a place where you can feel energetically safe, spiritually safe, then you're not going to feel the freedom to be able to activate your choices to make the impact on the world that you want to make. You have to step in safety first. It's safety is a reflective of your root chakra, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get grounded and you got to get safe to create the foundation or the platform of this new paradigm that you're wanting to express. Right.
So, I'm a Reiki master and I was given an additional new energy. It's actually supposedly a very old energy. And I wonder if you have any feelings about that, the second energy that I've been given. It's supposedly from Atlantis.
Well, yeah, that's part of your gifts being brought to you. See, if you could go into some meditations, we would highly recommend it. And in your meditation, to use your imagination and go to Atlantis and find yourself there and see what you were doing. You were working with all sorts of light and magic and stuff. You were doing some interesting stuff there. You were working some power. Now,
so it's a good idea to keep going in that?
We would recommend it, absolutely, because otherwise you won't feel fulfilled in this life.
Good.
You cannot, there's no place where you can stop at this point, dear one. You know that. you're inevitable. It's inevitable that you are going on this path of power and light and love, you know? Now, in the past, are there other lifetimes in which you have experience being not completely centered, focused in the love. However, this is a lifetime you chose for that purpose.
Oh.
You see. And so the first love is the first foundation, of course, is of yourself. So that's where you work. And as you do that, you realize that you are safe and you become safer and safer and safer. There are many, many levels of safety. And this safety is not a limitation. It doesn't make you feel totally secure with every little item in your life, like, you know, your money or your bank account. You know, those are different issues. We're talking on a psychic level. But as you establish your safety, then there comes a point where then you're free to evoke your passion. That's the second chakra reflective. You see, you're going to work through the seven chakras, you understand, yes?
Okay.
You have to fulfill, in a sense, you're coming to fulfillment and culmination of your seven chakras. And they're all getting upgraded and all getting tuned up. And so where are you going to start? You're going to start with the root chakra. And so some scary entities are going to show up in the middle of the night and say, okay, time for you to clean up your root chakra now.
Okay, great. Boy, so much great information. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. What an interesting adventure you're going to be having. Very colorful, filled with some really interesting things. And if you go to Atlantis and visit with the self you were there, pick up some of that wisdom, bring it back, get a link so that it can flow into you so that you can use it when you would like it.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, dear one. Our pleasure.
Bye.
All right. And so the lines are open for another caller. And interesting what's going on. You see, just example of these two questions have demonstrated that there is a lot going on other levels, a lot of other dimensions, a lot of stuff opening up right now. And it's very important for all of you to keep a clear head throughout this whole process. Not that it is a linear logical process, but it's founded on your root chakra, grounded in safety. The new reality has to be grounded somewhere. You don't want it grounded in a reality that has fear and paranoia in it, or else what you build upon that is going to be tainted. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity with all the openings that are happening lickety-split, just all over the place, lots of openings that enable you to really see what's standing in the way between you and your true safety. And what's standing in the way for most people is a lack of perceiving who they are as a spiritual being. And so we always encourage people to go to the website. On the home page of the website, a little message will pop up. Read that message every day. It reminds you of who you are. And when you get that, you'll realize, I'm the one creating the reality. Even though I don't consciously know yet exactly how I'm doing it, I am doing it because, A, I'm on a mission, and I will fulfill the mission. And we want to say, yes, you will fulfill the mission. You are on track. Don't worry about being behind or off the path. The thing is that you will feel your motivation moving you forward at the right pace for you. But loving yourself, knowing who you are, reinforcing that, reinforcing yourself as a powerful reality creator, and then you will be able to address your world and open up your vision for the world. All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Tatiana.
Well, hello, Tatiana. What a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. I'm calling because I feel a little bit uneasy about my next-door neighbors. And
yes.
The company that they keep and next to where I live. And I'm not home a lot. And I had a dream last night of just one of those little slightly creepy dreams of somebody looking into my space.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had past experiences in other places where I've lived where my house has been broken into. And that has never happened here. But I just feel a little bit uneasy. And I wondered what you could say about that.
All right. Well, dear one, you're a bit sensitive on the psychic level. What's happening is that you, too, are opening up to new influences and doorways to other levels of yourself. And so what you're doing is that you're picking up energies that are not yours. They're kind of a sense, in a quote-unquote, in a sense, your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's your reality, but it's your neighbor's energies. And they are not, let's say, as aware of who they are as you are,
mm-hmm.
of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're picking up is their despair. You're picking up their pain, their fear, their anger, et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of like you're kind of letting it seep through the walls kind of, into your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would suggest that you do is call a whole bunch of your friends and call us in, and we'll be happy to join. And get all of you to all of your friends together on the other side and have a big light painting party.
Mm-hmm.
On what we suggest, of course, we come as a column of light, shimmering, sparkling column of light. And so we'll put some light onto the walls and your friends and you and everybody is going to paint the walls with light.
Okay.
And you're just going to surround this whole place with light. Not from the point of view, oh, I've got to protect myself from negativity, but in a sense to establish your home, to establish your a cocoon around you. Not for protection, but the cocoon is actually what cocoon does. Cocoon gives you a space to transform.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what a butterfly looks like. The caterpillar goes and makes this cocoon and comes out a butterfly. What do they do in there? It's a very vulnerable process. It's a total change, a total transcendence of from one absolutely a form that has no, that comes out, has no visual similarity to the form that went in. And so what it indicates is that when you put this cocoon around you, that it's time for you, that you're allowing yourself, giving yourself permission now to start opening up into the greater being that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this additional sensitivity and this additional attunement that you are experiencing is an aspect of the beginnings of your particular transcendence, your change. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's time for you to begin this change. Now, yes, you've been doing a lot of personal development. You've been studying and growing and learning and so on. Beautiful work. And we highly encourage you to continue that. What's happening now, though, is that it's opening up more of your senses that are not just your physical senses, but the senses that are the expanded or the psychic senses. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So it's not like that there's anything negative threatening you. It's
mm-hmm.
just that it felt like a bit of a violation energetically for you because
mm-hmm.
it came into your space.
Mm-hmm.
It was already there. It's just that you became somehow opened up and became more and more sensitive to it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So it's been there.
So I'm protected, but I'm just sensitive.
You're becoming more sensitive,
mm-hmm.
which is something you want, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, really, don't see it as a liability. It's
mm-hmm.
actually a power that's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your own. It's coming from your, you know, your greater self to you, the lesser self that works and operates in your day-to-day level.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're receiving this gift. And so accept it as a gift. So a lot of people will react in total fear and try to cover themselves and push it away and that kind of feel that they are having to protect themselves. And then there's others that get very aggressive and when they feel this kind of thing and feel that they have to be warriors of light and fight the darkness, you know, and all that kind of stuff is totally unnecessary at this point.
Okay.
So have a nice light party and create it till your place feels all snug and cozy and sparkly and just, you know, wonderfully spiritually cozy for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, what you want to do is we were talking to the person who called last before you. We were talking about that there is a certain evolution going on, and your the evolutionary work that you're working here with is root chakra, which is the bottom chakra, the grounding, safety and security and that kind of thing. And so you want to paint the light around your walls and to put the energies into your apartment to make it completely and totally, wonderfully, deliciously safe.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a protection, but just to get into the energies of safety.
Mm-hmm. Should there be a color involved? Or?
Oh, yes. Any colors, yes. A lot of colors can be involved.
Okay.
When you're a very colorful person, so you're going to need color.
Okay.
You need beautiful color that make you feel safe, that make you feel happy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when that happens, once you get that safety established, you'll find that your creativity will open up more.
Okay.
And you're a very creative person. So your creativity will open more, and you'll have more motivation, and you'll have more passion, and a lot of healing will come with that.
Okay.
Healing of your emotional body, healing of your physical body. A lot of healing is on your way.
Okay.
But you want to start with creating your beautiful cocoon. Yes.
Okay.
All right, dear one.
Okay.
It's a sign of your evolution. Your personal evolution is kicking in here.
That's good.
Yeah, it's your time. Your time is coming now.
Okay.
Your time for you know, regenerating yourself. Your time for opening to be yourself, to live yourself. It's coming now.
Okay.
Is it, you know, since it seems to us that you've been postponing yourself for quite a while.
Right, I keep thinking that I'm not going to be around.
That's right. And that's a lot of fear can go there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. And so you want to realize that one of the things that's very necessary for you to be alive on the planet, you personally, is because you're a creative person. You've got to do something creative.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something that's creative, it cancels out a tremendous amount of the fears and all the stuff that you're picking up
mm-hmm.
in your environment and stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going around in the environment. A lot of fear is going around. A lot of fear in this country, the economic situation, and indeed politics for numbers of years. Lots of fear, lots of fear. Ever since 9/11, tremendous amount of fear is in your country. And just moving around almost in the air, so to speak, and you're like a radio station almost, where you just kind of like, you know, pick up and get attuned to certain frequencies and pull them in, and so you don't want to tune into the fear frequencies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you want to tune into the joy and celebration frequencies. So putting yourself into that protection, and you have pets, yes?
Yes.
All right, so you also do that for them, in a sense. Put them in bubble of light.
Okay.
Just to kind of get them into the space with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you all belong in the space.
Okay.
Because they sometimes react very intensely to what's going on next door, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear one. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Galexis.
You're very welcome. And farewell.
Bye-bye.
And we thank all three callers for their wonderful questions. And it has been our pleasure speaking with all of you on the air today. And we're going to close, but we do suggest that you come to the website. We're going to be having workshops, and we have very interesting topics that you might want to participate in, experience, and so forth. So you can write us emails and all that kind of thing, and we can kind of coordinate something. Also, for to remind you that, of course, next week is someone else's Talk at Psychic, and we will return 2 weeks from today. And in the meantime, check our website maybe every day and go to that homepage and see that message that's there about who you really are. And let yourself just get into it. Let yourself really own who you are. And, of course, our website is GalexisSpirit.com. All right. So it has been a pleasure, and we wish you the very best. And we wish to all of you a very joyous and celebratory election. Our light and our love around you all. Farewell.